I'd like now to welcome Mary Bonney. She is a gallery owner. She is a candidate for City Council in District 2. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So why did you decide to run for City Council?
Well, because for years I've been donating my time to the City of Santa Fe, serving on different boards. I was appointed to the Occupancy Tax Advisory Board by Mayor Koss, and I've worked with several marketing and tourism committees with the CBB. And for me, it's just time to take it up a notch. I can do more than what I'm doing if I get more involved with City Council, and I've got ideas for Santa Fe and feel like I've got a pretty good grasp on how the City Hall works, and I've got good working relationships with people at City Hall too. So I can, if I get elected, I can really hit the ground running and just do what I'm doing in a greater capacity. And it's time for me. So.
You're in District 2. There's a lot of people running in District 2. One of the issues in District 2, and perhaps in other districts as well, is the question of whether there should be businesses in residential neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Should there or should there not be? If so, what?
You know, that's an interesting question, because what we've experienced on Canyon Road, I'm one of the founding board members of the Canyon Road Merchants Association, and I realized at that point the difficulties with the relationship between the residents that surround Canyon Road and the businesses on Canyon Road. And I think we need to come up with a compromise, because the galleries add to the value of Canyon Road. Before that, Canyon Road was a completely different living experience. And so there is an added value with having this mile-long stretch of these high-end galleries that bring people from around the world to Canyon Road. So it definitely we need to develop a better working relationship with each other. We had one situation 2 years ago where we've been trying to get Canyon Road to be one way all the way, because where Canyon Road hits Paseo de Peralta, it's one of the most dangerous intersections statistically in the country. The parking and traffic people did all these studies on it, and the galleries felt like it was for the safety of both residents and tourists for it to be designated as a one-way street, and we had full support by Rebecca Wurzberger, and we took it to council. But when it went to the vote at council, the residents showed up in mass, and it was very combative. And that's at that point, that's when I realized we really need to work on these relationships together. I would like to see somebody from the Preservation Society participate in the Canyon Road Merchants Association on a board level and vice versa, so that there's a better working relationship between the two, because I don't think businesses hurt a residential area. Obviously, it depends on the business, but I think everybody has to work together and realize that we're all in it for the same reasons and for the greater good.
Santa Fe is a city of tremendous extremes. I mean, you've got Canyon Road, which is a very wealthy area and which attracts tourists and so on. And then you've got tremendously struggling, poverty, and people are really struggling. What do you think is the city's job to bring more balance to help low-income families?
I think affordable housing is a huge issue, because that's where you see the problems. I've walked this district. I've spent the last 6 months literally just walking door to door, and I've been surprised. You know, when I live and work on Canyon Road. I walk to work. It's about a mile away. So for me, it's been a blessing just to get out into every stretch of the district and see the different levels of people. You know, there are some very poor parts of the district and some very wealthy parts of the district, but the biggest the thing that we have to work on is affordable housing, so that we can narrow that gap between residents.
I mean, there's affordable housing for people who are trying to buy homes and HomeWise and things like that, but then there's another level of people who are homeless, people who are struggling with gangs, with drugs, with the effects, the real effects of poverty.
Yeah.
How do you...
You know, I was reading this example of something that Salt Lake has done for their homeless population, which I thought was actually pretty brilliant, because what they figured out is that they were spending about $15,000 a year per homeless person, and that's the side effects of being homeless, the trips to the emergency room, the police calls. And what they ended up doing was providing housing, paying for apartments for the homeless people to get them off the street. And I think we need to make some real hard choices here and allocate our money a little wiser, because we've got 900 homeless people and 58 beds or something. There's a huge disparity. So what we're doing isn't enough, and we've got to figure out a way to take care of that. One idea I had also is, you know, these second and third homes that people own in Santa Fe, for the people that are here 2 weeks out of the year with a fully appointed house sitting empty, they're not contributing to the community on a daily basis like the residents that live here 12 months out of the year. So maybe imposing some sort of a fee on those second and third homes and using that money to support the people that don't have homes that are homeless. That would be a way to generate money and pay for that. And, you know, nobody likes to hear the word tax, but we've got to get real. We can have some great ideas, but we have to figure out a way to pay for them.
What do you think should be the city's next big infrastructure projects?
I think it's real basic. I think sidewalks, I think the bike paths, we're on the right track, but it's still very dangerous to ride a bicycle in Santa Fe. If we want to improve walkability, which I'm a huge proponent of, then we've got to do the basics and develop more sidewalks and more bike trails. Keep it real simple, because that's how you get people out of cars.
It's tricky getting people out of cars.
People love their cars. Yeah. And I tell you what, when it's 5 degrees outside and I'm walking to work, it's I have to push myself a little bit. But it's a better choice. It is a better choice. And if you go to any other countries, you see that you can truly live without a car. There's one city in Germany that I read about where they don't allow cars within the city. You park outside of it. It's a smaller place.
Nuremberg.
Yeah, but you park outside of it, and then it's a walking thing. And I'd also like to see the area around the plaza, even though it's not in my district, I'd like to see that turned into a walking mall as well. You know, there's places like Boulder that have these situations downtown, and it encourages people to go down there. It takes the parking element out of it, and you can really stroll around. So I think promoting walkability on every level is something that we need to do.
What do you think should be the city's role in education, if any? I mean, it's a state thing.
It is a state thing. There's a limit to what we can do as a city council. What we can do is lobby the state on the funding formula, and we can work on oil and gas, because oil and gas has an $11 billion endowment. They're breaking records last year and this year on the money they're making. And I think if we try and tap that on a statewide level to get more into the schools, that's a good idea. The school board just passed a property tax increase the other day, $150 on average, I think, per home, which is going to pay for, hopefully, for computers for the kids in the schools. And it'll be age-appropriate computer devices. And that's something that I think we should fully support, too. That didn't have to go to council. The school board doesn't have to do that. So that was interesting.
That was a tax hike without approval of the voters.
Right, and they don't have to. The school board can do that without approval.
Do you
but
approve
I
of
approve
that?
It. Yeah, I do. I do. My daughter's a 10-year-old in the public schools, and they need all the help they can get. You know, I've been a volunteer with the public schools, and 2 years ago they were working on a science project for their class, and they didn't have the money to buy, you know, the trifold boards and the markers and stuff, so I bought them for the class. And I think everyone just has to pitch in. The idea of a city councilor is, you know, you have to work on the basics, sidewalks, trash pickup. You've got to work with the other city councilors on the big picture issues and the future of a city as a whole. But you also have to empower your residents and instill in them this idea that it's not somebody else's job to take care of our community. It's up to all of us. So we've got to, as a community, work together on taking care of our kids. And if you see something going on that's not right, you don't say it's not my problem. It is your problem if you live here. So I think that's another message to take to residents. And a role of a city councilor is to sort of lead that charge and try and get some passion into people to care about their community a little bit more on their own, too.
We've got just about a half a minute left. Any last things you want to say to the voters of District 2?
Vote for me. I'm not a career politician. I'm a mom and a community advocate and a small business owner, and I've been for years working for the city of Santa Fe, and I'd like to continue on a greater level. I think being the only woman in the race is an advantage because women lead well, and I would appreciate your vote.
Mary Bonney is a gallery owner and a candidate for City Council in District 2. Thank you very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much.